Thank you for joining the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Northwestern Division for today's conference call covering test flows from Fort Peck Dam. This call is open to the public to provide information on the status of the test flows to ensure compliance with the 2018 biological opinion. I am Eileen Williamson, and I will be your moderator. This call is recorded and placed on the Defense Video and Imagery Distribution Service for media reuse at www.dvidshub.net/unit/USACE-NWD. Your participation acknowledges your consent to be recorded. All lines are on mute. Make sure the mute function is working, and if not, use the mute on your phone. Do not place the call on hold. Today we have John Remus, Chief of Missouri River Basin Water Management, Joe Bono from Missouri River Recovery Program, and Pat Broughton from the U.S. Geological Survey. I will hand the call over to John to give us an update on releases.
Good afternoon, everyone. Nothing to report as far as release changes. Since last week's call, we are still holding on the 8,000 CFS release, attempting to hit a target of 8,000 CFS at the Wolf Point gauge. We can talk a little bit more later about future releases, but I'll turn the meeting over to Joe to talk about the monitoring.
Thanks, John. So I'll cover the physical monitoring, and Pat's on to give a brief update on the fish monitoring. For the physical monitoring, as I mentioned on the last call, the post-test monitoring efforts will be coming in coming weeks as conditions allow, so they haven't been started yet. So that includes LIDAR, the aerial photography, the site surveys, cultural resource survey. So all those monitoring efforts that occurred before the test flow, during the test flow, they also are repeated after the test flow and within the next 2 months. So nothing new to report. Once those efforts are completed, then, you know, as we receive the data from the contractors, we'll start reporting back on results. But that's just an update on, nothing's really changed since the last time we talked. Those efforts are still in the works. They will happen soon. And that's it for the physical monitoring.
All right, thanks, Joe. And over to Pat.
All right, thanks, Eileen. Not a whole lot to report on the fish as well. We're about 3 weeks out or so from when all three of the females were captured, that July 2nd, July 3rd timeframe. All of them were still carrying eggs at that time. They had not spawned. One of the females was collected last week again, and she had not spawned. And then the tracking run yesterday, two of the three females were located. So we're keeping tabs on them. And we do plan to recapture those females in the upcoming weeks to see if they have spawned. We don't want to handle them too much to potentially affect their natural spawning capabilities. So we're just holding back a bit, giving them time to do things naturally. And we will see what happens in the next couple of weeks.
All right, thanks, Pat. And we will go to question and answers. We'll start with anyone who wants to put their hand up or type a question in the chat. Dick Iverson.
Yeah, thanks again for these calls. This for Joel. You were talking about the post test monitoring. When you go out and look at the physical features, are you going to be visiting with any of the producers, or is it going to be more just going up and down, looking at the pump site, see how it looks after the test?
The plan was to look to resurvey the pump sites after the test. I gather from your question that you have a suggestion, which I would be all ears.
No, not at all. The reason I was asking is we just had a call here a little bit ago, and a few of the conservation districts and the Missouri River Council are going to try to hire one or two individuals to go out and visit with any and all producers. that may have been affected, get some, what did it cost and what were their crop losses? What were they unaffected? If they were affected, you know, get some data. And so I just wanted to, if you guys are going to be out there visiting with the farmers, we want to know that so that we don't hit them the next day and they wonder, well, what the heck's the deal? Why is everybody bugging me? So I was just curious if maybe you could let us know which producers you end up talking to, if you do talk to them.
Okay. Yeah, we could do it. It wouldn't be intentional. It wasn't part of the monitoring, but if the folks that are out there doing the monitoring, you know, if a producer comes up and starts talking to them, you know, that those sorts of interactions could happen. So try to keep track of that.
Okay, thanks.
Hi, Eileen, Craig Thielen. This is in regards to Missouri River Water Management update. I just wanted to let you know, heads up, SID number one of Cass County will be inking a rehabilitation request from a high water event that happened in June. Due to a sloughing event, they had suffered some damage to the levee, and 81 side loads were installed of sand, and a big blanket was placed. But I'll be attending the SID meeting on Thursday this week to obtain signature, and we'll be getting that form to you guys for a request for assistance. So I appreciate it. Right. Thank you. That's all I have.
Hey, thanks, Craig. For others on the line, so this, the focus that we have for this call is the Fort Peck test flow. And Craig is in an SID in Nebraska that was affected by the high water event. So not related to the Fort Peck test flow, but just wanted to make sure that we understood that. So thanks for your participation, Craig.
No problem. I just seen the Missouri River bullet and I thought I could, you know, give you a quick update because I won't be talking to you guys until I have the form in hand. So, okay. Thanks.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Others, raise your hand or type a question in the chat.
This is Dana Berwick.
Yeah, go ahead, Dana.
Good morning. So talking to producers as well as myself, everybody's fairly confused with the gauge readings at Wolf Point and at Culbertson. I was wondering if at the next call, perhaps somebody from the USGS with the monitoring could be on to maybe explain the differences in those gauges. There seems to be a fair amount of confusion and I can't explain it to anyone because I can't really make sense of the disparity in them either, I guess. So I don't know if that's a possibility, but it's a suggestion. And then a few of us had talked to John about the possibility of increasing the flows a little bit. And I guess I was just curious if he had any comments on that. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Dana. I'll hand it to John.
We are also a little bit curious about that. So we'll take that suggestion and see if we can't get some information from the USGS for next week's call. With respect to increased releases out of Fort Peck right now, we've done some technical analysis. We're talking to a few people within the organization here from a more of a administrative point of view. We will have a decision on that later today as to what we will or won't do. We're sensitive to the fact that it's hot and it's dry there, and that a little more water would be very helpful. The problem is we're not going to be able to make up the water in this water year. Our winter flows are already going to be at the very minimum they can be. So it will amount to taking water out of Fort Peck and beginning next year at a lower stage. It's just it's more of an administrative thing here, but we will have a decision today on what way we're going to go with that. But I have appreciated the feedback that I've gotten from probably 6 or 8 individuals there. I would be interested to know if there's only 6 or 8 people that are being impacted, or whether it's going to be 100 people that are being impacted, and if so, in what way. And what it would take to be a little more reliable, get a little more reliability there. I don't want to do something that's cosmetic. I don't want to make an increase. It really doesn't solve the problem. If we make an increase, we want to be able to assure ourselves that we're making at least some improvement for the most good there, because it is going to mean less water next year, and we could be in this boat even worse shape this time next year. The other issue is the length of the navigation season. Our AOP generally starts cutting back flows in mid-September. A couple of the irrigators have indicated that they'll need to irrigate into the third week of September, or even maybe through the whole month of September. That is an issue where we're going to be taking a lot more water than we initially thought out of Fort Peck. So we have to look at that very carefully. So that's what we're looking at right now. Like I said, you'll have a decision one way or the other by the end of the day here today. Over.
Will you want to do a press release to announce that once the decision's made,
John?
We will
do a press release, yes.
Okay. All right. So you guys look for another email from me. Either way, I suppose if it changes, we'll do the email. If it doesn't change, we won't. Other questions? Again, hand up using the WebEx app, or come off mute to ask your question. Just to make sure. Dick's got his hand up again. Go ahead.
Data brings up a good point, and I appreciate that, John, that you're going to look into it. A couple meetings ago, we asked about that, and I think somebody said, well, USGS takes care of that. So I tried. I think I called 3 or 4 different numbers and got 3 or 4 different "I'll call you back" type things and didn't get an answer. So we're seeing 1,000 CFS difference between culverts and Wolf Point, and there's very little. I doubt there's 200 or 300 CFS difference in irrigation. So it would be good if we could know that. And my question to them was, when were they last calibrated, those two sites? Because it sure seems like something is whack. One or both of them have to be off. So thanks for checking on that, because if we were at 8,000 at Culbertson, I think a lot of people would be in a lot better shape. Thank you.
Thanks.
Promising I'm going to get anybody on the line next week from USGS. We're just going to make some inquiries and see. They ask those questions, Dick. When was the last time they measured? So on and so forth. Where it gets down to, my conversations with the irrigators is that it's a few more inches, 6 inches more water, and they'll be fine. I'm concerned that we start chasing this, and this month it's 6 inches, another 6 inches next month, and so on and so forth. We really can't get into a situation like that, but we will try and get some answers from the USGS. So whether or not we will or won't is yet to be seen, but we will pursue that.
All right, thanks, John. Tammy Madsen. Tammy, did you have a question?
Sorry. Dick, we were using the Wolf Point gauge to measure things relative to our plant. And we called on it, and it's actually not an active site for USGS. They leave it online for some reason, but it's not really actually measuring anything. So we called the Wolf Point plant staff, and they told us they're physically paying for a different measuring site. I'm going to say it wrong. It looks like Joshua, but it's with an N. Nashua, Montana, maybe. But anyways, Neil might be able to help you get in touch with the plant staff, and they can help you figure out which site they're actually paying for USGS measuring point. But the one at Wolf Point is not an active measuring site. They just haven't taken it offline.
Are you talking about the dry prairie plant that uses a different site? Is that the plant you're talking?
Maybe, but I'm looking for the email now where we actually were in touch with them about that Wolf Point gauge, and that it's not an active site. When I find it, I'll forward it to you. But of course, obviously, we would want you guys, the core, to please try to help us figure out what's going on with that one. But Dick, when I find the email, I'll forward it to you as well.
This is John Remus. The Nashua gauge is on the Milk River, actually. We do have some records that they made measurements at both Wolf Point and Culbertson in June, but that was during the peak. Okay. Flows or around the peak flows. We'll see if they can't get a measurement here at these lower flows to see if their rating curve is still accurate or valid. We'll ask those questions, but they have been measuring at both Wolf Point and Culbertson, but not at these particular flows, at least not recently.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you, Tammy. Other questions? Dana's got a hand this up is, again.
Yes, Dana Berwick again. So John, in the research I've done in this week here, I think about 1 in 5 pump sites has been affected as far as the water volume it would take to keep producers from doing more maintenance, because a lot has been done. But I don't know. I mean, for myself, the 8,000 at Culbertson thing, it would be good. And a lot of guys I've talked to, that's kind of what they were prepared for. So, I mean, I'm not saying that has to be or whatever, but that is what guys were expecting, because it's what they heard all along. You know, I understand that that's maybe just a misinterpretation. It was supposed to be 8,000 at Wolf Point, and I understand that now. Hopefully next time we go through this, everybody can be a little more clear on that. But anyway, that would be a super starting point as far as the folks I've talked to. So over. Thank you.
Thank you, Dana. Other questions again? Hey, I'm not seeing anything in the chat. I'm not seeing any hands up. I'm going to go just one time through states. You're waiting for that. We'll start with Montana. *6 to unmute or click the microphone to come off mute to ask your question. Okay, North Dakota, Iowa, Missouri, Kansas, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Wyoming. John, I'm giving the call to you.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in. We will have another call next week just to kind of keep this communication going. Like I said, we will be making a decision here yet today. It may be late today before we get all that done. I still need to talk with a few other people on this. And then you'll know at least where we stand out there on flow changes. With that, one last chance for questions or comments from anybody. Hearing nothing, thank you so much.